Proclamation number 5059 of 10th of February, 1951. Outpouring of the Spirit. I want to work in you and enfold my love and strength in you. I want to put you into a state where you feel my presence and are blissfully happy. I myself want to work in you. That is, my strength shall make you alive. It shall give life to your soul, for without my working in you it is dead, although the human being is alive. I want to awaken the soul to life, and since it cannot live without me, I myself must be able to be in you, which also results in my working in you. But I myself am spirit and can therefore only be with you in spirit. You don't need to experience me in a physically visible way, and yet I can have taken abode in you and give you life through my influence. And then you can also speak of my presence with conviction, for you bear obvious evidence of it, inner enlightenment through the Spirit. You mature an inner realization. You gain knowledge which can never be conveyed to you by a human being unless the same process has already taken place in him, and he then imparts the knowledge thus gained to you. Thus my spirit awakens you humans to life, but my spirit is eternally inseparable from me, and consequently, anyone who has been enlightened by my spirit must have received the light from me myself. He must have allowed my working within himself, which, in turn, is only possible if love indwells the people in whom I myself want to work through my spirit. Without love, the spirit from me can never express itself. Without love, the divine voice in the human being falls silent. And without love, there is also no understanding for what is conveyed to a person by a spiritually awakened fellow human being. For my spirit is an unheard of fire of love, full of strength and effect, yet only ever when it is in its element, when it awakens in a heart which is capable and willing to love. Otherwise the spirit withdraws and completely shuts itself off from everything ungodly in a person. Thus, when the outpouring of the Spirit is spoken of, it always means closest union with me, so that my working can take place in the human being, so that I take care of the human being myself and bring about his realization, that I make him a knowing human being who moves in fullest truth, who then purposefully travels his earthly path looking upwards, who turns away from the world and strives towards the spiritual kingdom because it became bright in him and he recognized the spiritual kingdom as his true home, which he now strives towards with all his strength. He becomes alive in his wanting, thinking and acting. He consciously works on himself in order to shape himself such that he can constantly unite with me, because my working in him makes him happy and he now no longer wants to separate himself from me. Thus my working in him is evident when the human being strives upwards. Then he no longer resists me and accepts me into his heart, and then he will be permeated by my love and my strength. He will stand in recognition and a spiritual darkness will have departed from him forever. Amen.